I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Posse Tempo.
That man's brilliant.
He is.
Where is he? I want to speak with him. Oh, there he is. What a handsome man. Hello, Robert. Well, hi there. You sound just like me. That's because I'm your alter ego. I see. I'm not the associate editor. It's done. I am the education writer, and I will continue to be a film writer for the Santa Fe New Mexican. I'm very excited. It was supposed to happen a few months ago.
Oh, you're the education writer?
That's now official.
And then occasional contributor to the Posse Tempo.
I'll give them a story a week. I have the cover story this week on the Trocadero de Monte Carlo.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
Guys in Tights. And I'll provide my film column and film reviews to Posse Tempo starting next week. And this is exciting for me. I've wanted to get back to beat reporting for years. So it finally happened. It was supposed to happen in the autumn. It got delayed. So effective Monday, February 1st, I'm now on the city desk, and I will still help out Posse Tempo as I can. So now I'm Posse Tempo's
staff contributor. But you will still be with us.
I will be with you, assuming you want me.
We want you. We have always wanted you.
Why don't you say?
The royal we, me and my alter ego.
Oh, but no, I want you.
So what's happening this weekend?
I thought as much.
Hey, I've got one. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Collected Works Bookstore. They call it Collected Works Bookstore and Coffee House. Noted Santa Fe photographer Joan Brooks Baker will present a slideshow and lecture on the Black Madonna. That's at 202 Galisteo Street. And that should be very interesting. She's a great photographer. And let's see. Also on Tuesday, the 9th of February at 7 o'clock, James McGrath Morris is going to be speaking about his new biography of Joseph Pulitzer, A Life in Politics, Print and Power, Pulitzer. And I read that book. We're going to be on the air with him on Monday morning, and it's fantastic.
Excellent.
It's a great biography.
We have a review of it in Posse Tempo's book pages today, if you want to take a look, by Bill Waters, our editorial writer.
Oh, good.
And we've got some other book stuff.
Wait, can I finish with Collected Works?
You
on Wednesday,
may.
Dr. Vito Hempel introduces his new book, Four Faces in the Mirror, and it's a self-help method designed to empower readers to make profound changes in their lives. And then on Saturday, tomorrow, from 1 to 3 at Collected Works, will be music. Violin and accordion players, Due Dromensa, will be playing in the cafe.
Oh,
and then
I love it,
Sunday, flamenco. So
flamenco.
It's lots of stuff. The number over there is 988-4226.
Why don't you speak of the arts? I'll take a nap. Hey, did you...
Hey, what's your problem? Are you being territorial?
No, I haven't. Oh, that's very cute. Very nice. You canine cutie. I missed you last week. I felt bad showing up here and you weren't here. I forgot you were not going to be here. I had a cup of coffee. Chatted up a couple of burlesque dancers. Hey, tomorrow there's a big annual book sale at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at Barcelona and Galisteo. 9 to 1, books, CDs, DVDs, and books, videotapes. That stuff's always fun. Head over there. I like to plug those sort of things once in a while. And as I was saying, the cover story of Posse Tempo, which I'm happy to say is my story, is about those the ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo. What do you know about this infamous group?
Not that much. Why don't you tell us, since you have the cover story?
Well, they started in the mid-70s, and they do shtick, but they also dance very well because they are classically trained dancers. They're all men, but they often dress up as women. And I got a good interview with some of the dancers. And
they wear tutus and point shoes?
They do the tutus, and they dance on point, yes. And you're looking at, Tuesday night at 7:30 at the Lensic, 988-1234.
I wonder if they have to have their point shoes custom made.
That's a pointed question. So that's the Trocadero guys coming in. Now, a lot of people like George Winston. You know that guy, right?
Uh-huh.
He plays the mellow music and you take a nap.
Mellow music of the 80s.
That's right. But he's still around. And he's going to be playing at 7:30 Monday at the Garson Theater, College of Santa Fe. So if you like George Winston, call the Lensic, 988-1234. While we're on the topic of music, the Hot Rod Hillbillies from Austin. Bow, 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 bow. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I don't know either.
Are going to be playing at the Underground. Do you know where that is?
Why, no. Where's that?
I'll be happy to take you there.
I bet you will.
It's downstairs in Evangelos, 200 West San Francisco Street.
Below Evangelos. That den of iniquity.
You said it, not me. I like to go in there for a beer once in a while. 982-9014, they're going to be playing 9 o'clock Sunday night.
Mind you, I have nothing against iniquity.
Inequity?
Iniquity.
Oh, there's a difference. Inequity means you're not equal, right?
Right.
What's inequity mean?
Iniquity. Sin, basically.
Ooh.
Sam.
No wonder I wanted to take you there. Not too much to get in, a few bucks. It's a 21 and older show. Now, what do you know about Rosie LeDay and the Zydeco Playboys?
Why don't you tell us?
Here we go with music again. 7:30 Wednesday, Santa Fe Brewing Company. She's a squeeze box siren. You know what a squeeze box is?
Accordion?
Oh, it's the same thing?
I don't know. What's a squeeze box? You tell us.
Yeah,
you're the knowledgeable.
You go back and forth with it. You play it, you know. It's like the bellows you use on your chimney when you want to sweep it out. 7:30 Wednesday, you got to pay to get in, and guess what?
You don't
what?
Use a bellows on your chimney when you want to sweep it out. You use a bellows in your fireplace when you want to ignite the fire.
That's what you use those for?
Yeah.
Did you ever have indigestion and then lay down on the floor and somebody put those in your mouth to try to like get the indigestion out of you? When I was 8, that happened.
You know, your childhood medical reality, while it might be very interesting for the listeners, may not be as quite as important as speaking of the arts. With great respect.
Let's get back on track here. Let's see. Okay, since we took a week off and we feel like doing the barbs, what do you know about these Grecian characters, Dido and Aeneas?
Aeneas, Dido and Aeneas.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a great little opera called Dido and Aeneas.
By Purcell?
By Purcell, which I actually sang my freshman year of college.
Ah, I got you.
In the
something.
Chorus, and I love that thing. It's well, not that it's not a great work of art, but
it's
one
enjoyable.
Of those things when you sing it from beginning to end and you know it so well, you develop a fondness
well,
for it.
Well, then you're going to want to get over to the St. Francis Auditorium at 4 p.m. Sunday for the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Choruses presentation of this very opera that you sang
really?
When you were in the fourth grade.
I'd have to make sure not to sing along.
And that's you got to call the Lensic to get in. There's a story by Paul Wideman about it. It's one of those Greek stories, right?
Yes, it is.
Love gone wrong and all that.
Mm.
What was the story about the guy that flew too close to the sun again?
Icarus.
And who was his pal?
I forget.
What was the story about Damon and...
What are you quizzing me on my Greek mythology?
I'm just trying to get these guys straight because they were all in the bathtub together, so you can never get them figured out because those Grecians, they'd always bathe together to each other's back and stuff like that. If you want to go down to Albuquerque, Man Ray, you know who Man Ray is, I trust?
The avant-garde photographer of the early 20th century?
Yes, very good. Thank you for filling in. Man Ray, African Art in the Modernist Lens, opens tonight at the University of New Mexico Art Museum in Albuquerque, right off Central Avenue. No charge for museum admission or related events, I'm happy to say. And Douglas Fairfield, who still contributes to Posse Tempo as a visual arts writer, wrote a nice piece in today's Posse Tempo about this exhibit and Man Ray and the African effect. Take a look at the story or head on down to the University of New Mexico Art Museum or call the following number. Ready? 505-277-4001.
Most excellent. And... there is an event, Santa Fe Alliance Farm to Restaurant event, and that is on February 8th. What day of the week is that? Monday. And from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, local food growers and buyers expo, and it's an opportunity for food growers and food buyers to make connections with each other, so basically to try to get food grown around here into the restaurants that we eat in around here.
That's pretty good.
Yep. And for more information, call 989-5362.
Tonight is the first Friday Art Walk downtown, West Palace Arts District. You can go to Wadel Galleries, Patina Gallery, Peterson Cody Gallery, Charlotte Jackson Fine Art, Manitou Galleries, and Lou Allen Galleries. All free, all open 5 to 8. You want to swing by the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, which is in that neighborhood? It's free tonight, 5 to 8. Want to swing by the New Mexico Museum of Art in that neighborhood? It's free tonight. This is a great visual arts event. Walk around. It might be a cool evening, but it's supposed to be nice weather. So head on over.
Excellent.
Meanwhile, One-on-One. Remember that song, One-on-One?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of On and On. On and on, and you keep on trying. Da-da-da, but you keep on crying. I'll think about that song. Hey, wait a minute. What was your favorite song? What did Ron Bloomberg say yesterday? Was your favorite song on the air?
What Ron Bloomberg said my favorite song was Speak Low. And it's a great song.
Ah, Speak Low, Sweet Chariot.
No. Speak with Kurt Weill. Speak low when you speak love.
And that's your favorite song.
That's Swing Low. Well, that's, now we're going to think it is, but no, it is a favorite song.
Well, that's what you said. But that's embarrassing. Not to Ron. Like, if I said to you your favorite guy was Robert Knott, and you said to me, wait a minute.
He's one of them.
Thank you. And I take it well, because I'd be happy to be in a select group of about 243 men. All right, so what was I talking about? Oh, Psych Santa Fe has a show called One-on-One. Read Jonathan Richard's story today, which focuses on Terry Allen, who's participating. Free reception 5 to 7. Show runs through May 9th. They're at 1606 Paseo de Peralta. And next weekend, by the way, we should tip people off to Harold and Maude. Did you ever see that?
Oh, that's a great movie.
I know. Bud Cort and Ruth Gordon. It's going to be playing on the 14th. I'm jumping ahead here. 7 o'clock at the Lens.
Oh, that's great. Must go.
What other movies? Oh, everybody's talking about Crazy Heart. It opens today at Regal.
Oh, good.
Regal DeVargas. Jeff Bridges, Academy Award nominee. Shot in New Mexico, I'm happy to say. Everybody keeps asking me what I think of the movie. It opens today. I haven't seen it yet. It did open in Albuquerque last week, but it didn't get down there. So if you want to see Crazy Heart, which picked up 3 Academy Award nominations, head on over to the Regal DeVargas. Let me see. What do you know about Benchwarmers?
Benchwarmers is an event that happens every year in which local aspiring playwrights or established playwrights are asked to write a play that has to be 15 minutes long or less, and it can have as many characters as you want, but the only prop you can really have is a bench.
That's correct.
I got that right?
You got it right.
Yay. And you've been in that. I've seen you in Benchwarmers.
I was in Benchwarmers in 04, 03 or 04, one of the last times I acted, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Bronwyn Denton Davis's play. Oh, actually, I think I did too, because I did one for Mary Meir. So those were both in the same year, though. But yeah, it opens at the Playhouse. I'm not in it. I'm not involved. We have a story in today's Passatiempo. Take a look. 988-4262. Playhouse is at DeVargas. Opening night reception tonight is a little more expensive than the rest. 8 o'clock. Otherwise, you can go Sunday. I think Thursday nights are pay what you wish at the Playhouse, so check it out.
Hey, I'm going to give you a little preview here.
Ooh, this is
coming up on Monday, the 22nd of this month, of February. The Santa Fe Art Institute is having their 25th anniversary, and Mike Bonanno and Andy Bickelbaum of the Yes Men. Do you know the Yes Men?
I certainly do know the Yes Men.
They will actually be here in Santa Fe at the Lensic on Monday, the 22nd of February.
Oh, yes?
And they're going to be talking about their work. They're going to be doing a Q&A with yours truly.
Yes.
And they'll be screening their film, The Yes Men Fix the World, which is hilarious.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, well, that figures.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I'll plug you, too.
I'm not plugging myself.
No, but you're involved.
I guess I am. I'd do
the same thing. I think it's great because people need to know. And you have no idea how many people tell me all the time they really respect what you do, and I've heard a lot in the past week when you were gone from people because they missed you.
Oh.
And I said, gee, I enjoyed having the day off and sleeping in, but guess what? I had to take my cat to the vet for dental surgery, which was like so much money, but the kitty cat's doing fine. All right, now here's something I want to bring up because this is great. Saturday, 2 o'clock, Sandra Ingerman is going to talk about her book, How to Thrive in Changing Times.
She's fantastic.
Simple tools to create true health, wealth, peace, and joy for yourself and the earth.
Mm.
2 o'clock at the Arc over on Romero Street. This is Saturday. It's free. 988-3709. I love that idea. I mean, I live a very simple life, and I think you do too. And we both love doggies.
Oh, and we both have incredibly complicated lives.
Yeah, but that's not has nothing to do with... Well, it does. You're right. Why are we getting into this? 2 minutes ago, you told me my personal affairs were of no interest to people, and now suddenly you're asking me questions about
No, I want to know about your cat's root canal.
No, it wasn't root canal. She had to have some teeth pulled out and other stuff. It was really bad gum. Take care of your cats. Gum disease can lead to heart disease.
Yeah, I know. And your dogs, too.
Yeah,
that's one of the greatest problems that dogs and cats can have is gum disease.
Anyway.
But no, Sandra Ingerman, she followed in the path of Michael Harner, who wrote a book a long time ago called The Way of the Shaman. He was the first Westerner to go and study actual on-the-ground shamanism with Amazonian shamans in Peru. And, I mean, a lot of the... I don't go in for a lot of that stuff, but Sandra Ingerman is very, she's extraordinary, and she's very unflamboyant. The way she does her thing,
I like that,
is very simple and, I think, humble in a genuine way. It's not fake humble.
Well, that's why I'm glad we're promoting it. It's 2 o'clock on Saturday. It's at the Arc. Please swing by. Could be interesting, behind the rail yard.
Should we talk about Akira Kurosawa?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rashomon. I just saw that film the other day. We did a little interview about it. It's opening tonight, today, at the Center for Contemporary Arts. And that is a classic 1950 movie from Japan. And it brought
it's a picture that made his reputation.
Yeah, it brought Akira Kurosawa into the West, into world view. And, it's just a great movie. I saw it the other day. And I think I'm going to go again and see it on a big screen, because seeing it on your little TV just doesn't cut it.
No. Jonathan Richards did a piece on it in today's Pasatiempo. Take a look. It's at CCA.
And it's playing tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow at 8 o'clock and Sunday and Monday also. And A Single Man is still there, a Tom Ford's movie.
And I very much liked it, and I like Colin Firth's portrayal in it very much.
Oh, God, he was fantastic.
I'm glad he got nominated for an Oscar. Baron Wallman, who many people here know, is a rock music photographer. He's going to talk about his career. Tuesday night, 5:30 at the O'Keeffe Museum. You got to pay to get in, but you do get fed. You get some drinks. 946-1033. You know what's a really stupid song? That Culture Club song, Karma Chameleon. Did you ever hear that?
You know, time has passed since 1980. There's been other music composed since then.
I know that, but just for some stupid reason, I heard it on the radio. I was like, this song is stupid. And then I remember that had a really dumb video set on a showboat, and I couldn't figure it out. Now it's in my head, thanks to you. Karma, 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 chameleon.
What did I do? You're the one who brought it up.
Okay.
All right.
If you want to know about Renzo Piano Building, the New Mexico Museum of Art is going to tell you all about it. Docent tour on Wednesday, 12:15. Got to pay to get in.
And let's not forget that today, excuse me, is Film and Media Day.
At the Capitol.
At the Capitol. I was over there last night, and there's a big white tent there.
Opposite Connie's.
Across from the Roundhouse, opposite Connie's supermarket. And they'll be here all day. And for those of you looking for a job or career in film and media, there's lots of people to talk to. And
correct. I'll plug myself, see my front page story in the New Mexican about that event combined with the possibility of another Bill Bean talked about today to cap incentives, combined with a little story on Passion Play filming in town with Kelly Lynch, Bill Murray, and others. Megan Fox, who I think is just beautiful and is supposedly a very nice lady. Everything we're hearing through the grapevine. What time is it?
It is 8:53.
Yikes.
Yep.
I was trying to think of another movie in town that people should go see.
Avatar.
Avatar's down at the Regal 14. And Education is still playing at the Vargas. The Young Victoria is still at the Vargas, which I have not seen. And The Private Lives of Pippa Lee, featuring Santa Fe's own Alan Arkin and Julianne Moore over at Regal de Vargas. So a lot of good stuff
Julianne
happening.
Julianne Moore is one of the great actresses of our time. She's incredible.
I like Julianne Moore.
You can't, from one film to another, you can barely recognize her.
And that's what makes a good actress, I think. It's not like Betty Davis doing the same thing all the time. Which makes Betty Davis fans mad when I say that, but I was never a big Betty Davis fan. I always like Joan Blondell. She's pretty hot. What the hell am I doing? What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Okay. The New Mexico Artisans Market continues at the Farmers Market Sunday, 10 to 4. Take a look-see if you want to go over there. The Santa Fe Artist Market is next to Site Santa Fe on Saturday, across from the rail yard. There's a Saturday night dance party at Oddfellows Hall.
Yay!
7 o'clock is lessons, and 8 o'clock is the show, Swing Music by The Pleasure Pilots.
The Pleasure Pilots.
Got to pay to get in, 577-8200. Get on over there. Cafe Phoenix on Monday has energetic field paintings by James Hart. Reception 6 o'clock. They're on 2nd Street. At Corazon that night is Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz, 7 o'clock. I've yet to go to that, but I will.
Geeks Who Drink?
Yeah, and I think you're not supposed to drink irresponsibly and certainly not going to drive, but basically you drink while you answer questions as part of a group, like trivia questions.
Oh, boy.
You've never done that? You'd be great at that. Wait a minute. I've got a brilliant idea. I'm a geek, but
I don't really drink.
You'll be the sober one on the team. Let's you and I go. Get a couple of those other intellectual characters you hang out with. the three of you will show everybody how smart you are, and I'll win because I'll be able to do the really stupid stuff like, what is your social security number?
What, you don't know my social security number?
No, but they always ask that to trip you up, like in the old days. Now, of course, they take it and they steal your identity. I feel bad for anybody that steal mine. They have to pay off a lot of bills, except maybe they get their hands on my old Jeep, which is great in the winter, except it's still snowing inside because I have the bikini top on. So during the snow, it snows on people.
My car turned 28 this year. It's it's a 1982 Toyota Tercel.
And those are great.
They
run forever, and they run great in the snow. Say, if you go down to Madrid, first Saturday's Madrid Galleries artwork takes place, 1 to 5 Saturday. Johnson's of Madrid, among others, has a show there. They've got Diana Johnson, Chicago, clothing design and textiles, 1 o'clock. And they have some other things happening down there. Go up to Los Alamos and check out the Bradbury Science Museum, the Los Alamos Historical Museum, the Mesa Public Library Gallery, which has a group photo show, or even the Art Center Fuller Lodge, which has a show called The Roots of Culture in Northern New Mexico. Check out the Sound Waves today by Rob D. Wall, who has a good way of handling the local music scene. He's writing about Friday night tonight, 9 o'clock, gig at Cowgirl Barbecue with Venus Bogardus.
Yay.
Venus Bogardus. Venus is a great name. Do you know any women named Venus?
I don't, remember except for the tennis player, whom I don't really know.
What, remember that Frankie Avalon song? Venus, if you will, just give me a beautiful woman so I can thrill. I'd love to nestle in her charms and maybe kiss her arms. For you. I love that. I just thought of that song.
You know, Robert, there has been music composed since 1960.
You already did that. You started the show by talking about that Purcell guy. That guy wrote Dido and
Aeneas
back in, like, whatever, 1482, when there was hardly pilgrims around. And now I mention a culture club and a Frankie Avalon song, and I'm lambasted for living in the past.
That's different.
But Venus could be about you. Venus, goddess of love that you are. I want to turn that into your favorite song and not the other one. Surely you'll give me a chance to with Mary Charlotte romance.
One of my favorite songs is a song called Esclavo Llamo by Javier Solis. And it's one of the, I should play it on this
Esclavo
show sometime.
Esclavo, if you will. That's the same song.
I'd love to. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR is streaming live on the web at KSFR.org. We are podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email, what's my email? radiocafe@ksfr.org. I already said that.
I kissed her from afar.
And we're at the Santa Fe Baking Company, where the coffee is good and Robert Knott is cute and sings funny songs.
If you will. I think you're awfully cute, as you can see. Mary Charlotte's looking at me. Venus. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Robert Knott from the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and the Pasa Tiempo is with us just about every Friday, speaking of the arts, and you'll be here a week from today.
Yeah, I'll show up.
And have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you.
You going to go to the ballet?
I'm going to go to a lot of things.
Excellent.
Yeah, I got to go home and do a lot of reading about education, to tell you the truth. But, yeah, I'll be around.
Well, next week, Monday, we're going to have the author of Pulitzer, the new biography of Joseph Pulitzer, James McGrath Morris, on the show for almost the whole show. And we're also going to be talking about Parted Waters, which is the new Teatro Paraguas. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to be talking to mayoral and city council candidates.
Excellent.
The whole show, both Tuesday and Wednesday. So
I'm glad you regurgitated that.
Participating in our democracy. It's time to go. Robert Knott, have a wonderful weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. And we'll see you next week.
Adios.
Adios. Ciao. Ooh.